The Ray D'Arcy Show on Today FM.
Jason Bourne.
Good that.
Tell them what you're wearing there.
I didn't know what you said to me outside. I'm wearing a child's shirt. I thought he was wearing an adult shirt. Did you say you bought that for your child or something?
Yeah, it's her birthday today. She's 8, right?
Oh, happy birthday.
And she desperately wanted your shirt in her size.
Has she seen me wearing this?
No, she was at a hip hop competition recently, and they were all wearing those. You can wear it tied around your waist, or you can wear it on whichever you like.
This is just a check shirt, you know. This is like the shirt I had, a black and white check shirt like this, which I always wore when I went to the disco.
Right.
So, because I always used to get, pick up girls. Yeah. But if I didn't wear the shirt, I never got a dance. Isn't that weird? I must look good. I dressed like a little ska.
Well, you see, what happens in those situations, I think, is that you think it's your lucky shirt.
Yes.
Yeah, so in your head, you're going, this is my lucky shirt.
I wore the same shirt for a year gigging.
Did you?
Yeah, 1 year. And Adam Hill is another friend of mine. He used to always do the same thing as well. And it stank. And I wouldn't wash it. And then I realised the shirt wasn't funny. It was actually me. So I just had the confidence. Adam is Australian, but I mean, it might be an Irish thing. Is it all that, you know?
Yeah, well, I'm sure sports people have mad rituals around that.
Well, when I gig in Edinburgh every year, I do this. I walk the same way to the gig every night. Sideways. Like a crab. People going, are you all right? I go, look, I walked this way the first night, so I have to go this way now. It's not my fault. So, yeah, no, I do. I cross the road.
It's a red and black. It's Czech-ish.
I actually got this in Melbourne.
Yeah.
So it's pretty cool.
Yeah, well, it's very hip-hop.
If I had a t-shirt on, I'd give it to you so you could give it to
your dog. You're down with the kids. I got it for Amy. She was delighted. She said, Daddy, I can't believe you got it. I love you so much.
But that's really hard, right? Did you buy that because you knew kind of what she wanted?
Yeah.
But I mean, like, did she say buy me that shirt?
No.
You just bought it.
Yeah.
That is really good. Isn't it? I don't have little girls. I've got two
two lads.
But even then, when I buy them something, it's like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah, well, maybe she wanted something else. Maybe that was it, you know.
Yeah, maybe she just wants a bit of love, right?
Yeah, maybe that's it.
No, she gave her a hug now and again.
Excuse me.
I know, you're full of hugs.
Yeah, full of hugs, and I love you. Like, 3 times this morning before I left. You're an electrician in a past life.
I was, yeah.
Yeah, we got an email or a text from Rory saying that he's not an electrician, but he's going to service his own central heating boiler. I was saying that's probably not a good idea.
No, that's not a good idea. and also, coming from me, who I never really got any paper to say I was a fully qualified electrician. And, PJ Gallagher, who used to work with me as well, myself and PJ used to go in and fix up all sorts of electrics without being fully qualified.
Right.
And I was wiring up, because we used to do like fashion shows and all these kind of things for Light and Dimensions, they were called. And I remember going to the Mansion House, I think it was, and wiring up like this kind of generator thing. But I put my hand into the box and it kind of sent me like 5 foot across the floor. So yeah, phase testers.
Yeah.
If you have a phase tester, do you know what they are?
I do.
Tell you now. Look at this. I didn't think we'd get to this on the radio. If you have a phase tester, just bring that everywhere with you. If you're not an electrician, they will save your life. Just stick it in.
A screwdriver that have a little bulb in it.
Yeah, a little bulb on it. And you earth it with your thumb.
Yeah, and if something's live, the bulb lights up. So don't go there.
Don't put your hand in first. Like my dad, right? My dad is he was a cooper. You know what I mean? That's what he was. He was a carpenter, but he wasn't qualified in anything.
A cooper, they make barrels.
Yeah, he made barrels. Yeah, right. For Guinnesses. Right. You know, and my dad was the last burn to work in there. Because you remember that that song? You know, by trade I was a cooper. No, there is redundancy. That's my dad. Not my dad singing though. That was Ronnie. He's dead. But anyway. What was I talking about? Oh yeah, yeah. So what? I've forgotten what I was talking about now.
He was a cooper, and he was the.
Oh yeah, sorry. So
he's the last born to work in Guinness's.
My dad is like, because our dads in those days were different, very different to us. I remember being in our house and a lot of stuff exploding in the attic,
right.
Just loads of like plumbing and something going, poof, and my mum going, Jesus Christ, and my dad getting up in his pajamas with his toolbox at about 2 a.m. went upstairs. All I heard was banging and then back down. He goes, well, that's and my mum went, where did you learn that? And my dad went, you should know how to do that. That was his answer. You should know how to do plumbing.
You just brought back a memory. There I am, I'm back, I'm about 7, and I'm looking up at the ceiling in the hall, and what happens next? My dad's foot comes down through it. He was up
and
right down through it.
But Listen, do you know what's good? Was he fixing something
he
up there?
He was fixing something or looking for a mouse or something like that, or fixing that. It was probably the water tank, which would be up in the...
Yeah, the water tank's always up there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, but now, if I try and fix something now in my house, my wife Brenda would freak out. She won't, our wives won't let us make mistakes. So my dad would knock something down, yeah. Right? He used to knock down the right. middle wall. We had a living room and a sitting room. And my dad, there was a wall there. So he knocked it down. I remember him doing it. I was only about six. He knocked it down and the top floor went a little bit askew, right? He went, and he went, oh, Jesus. And he put up kind of bracing. But my mom didn't go, the house, you dope. Get a builder in. But so he made the mistakes and he learned from it. And then he put in French doors. Then he took out the French doors. Then he put in a partition wall. Yeah. Then he took out the partition wall. Then he put the French doors back in.
That, you see, that would annoy me, mind you, you know. Like, stop! Stop! Leave it alone. Leave well enough alone.
It was so hard because the good room wasn't a good room.
But you know, the whose fault all of that is that they're not as forgiving. What? It's feckin' Peppa Pig. Silly daddy. There's actually an episode.
You think?
Yeah, there's an episode where they're moving into the house and he puts up a shelf and it goes...
Right.
And all the photographs fall off it.
But we're all rubbish at DIY because we just call people too quickly. Do you know what I mean? Can you fix anything?
Can you wire a plug?
Yes,
I can wire a plug, yes.
Here's a good one. Can you take a socket out of a wall and replace it?
I can. I've done that in the past.
And they know how to hit off the breakers and isolate.
I do.
This is very good. I'm loving this DIY talk. This is good. Can you do plumbing?
I can't do plumbing. I wouldn't do plumbing.
Yeah, but why? Because you're afraid of the water.
Yeah.
But you know, if you go outside your house, you just switch off the water and off you go.
I know, but I wouldn't. No, that's a professional job. No,
but it's not a professional job. If our outlets were in, my dad was in my house. There we go. Just switch it off. Open that. Turn that. Bend it. And there you go.
See, my dad was. He worked in Philips years ago. In electronics, and we always had a soldering iron in the house. Did you ever? They're brilliant things.
I love them.
And you have the solder, and it melts there, and it becomes like mercury. And you just—I love them. That sort of stuff.
We did a lot of that in electronics because we had to do it on the circuit boards.
What do you think of? Oh, I've lost his name now. Was it Paul or John there?
Paul, John. What's he do?
He was on the quiz. What was his
name?
Paul.
What's he do?
He's going to review TV, right? With one word.
Oh, so, brilliant!
Yeah. So, what we were talking about first, he said muck. Muck.
Yeah.
And then...
I'm a celebrity.
Yeah, muck.
Fair city.
Shitty. Yeah.
Home and away. Disappointing.
Predictable. So what do you think he's going to say about Jason's Snaptastic show?
Well, my new show on TV3, we had a word that was to be said if it was actually going on at the moment and we would cut it out of the show. But there's no way we can say it in radio.
I see. So to make sure it wouldn't be used.
Yeah, no, what would happen is if we were doing something that was a little bit crappy, the camera member would put their hands up and go, we have an alarm here. And they'd set off a alarm.
Yeah.
And then we wouldn't do it. So I don't know how he's going to describe it. Snaptastic, hopefully... let's see. What was a good word?
I was on it, so I suppose...
I don't want to say enjoyable. I just... Hilarious. Unusual.
Yeah.
It's going to be it is funny. I mean we're working very closely on it. You were on it and we went through Ray's pictures and they were really good.
Because they're the oldest ones there. Are they the oldest person there?
No, George Hook did it.
Oh, George Hook did it. Jesus.
Yeah, George did it and
they were paintings, were they?
Actually George is on it and he goes, what's missing from this picture? And I went, dinosaurs? And he wasn't happy with that. But he went, No, not at all. But yeah, we've had great. I mean, there's Sarah Milligan on it, Des Bishop, Phil Cupid, there's Johnny Vegas. There's loads of people going, Pat Short and all, and PJ, and it's great crack.
The night I was on it, Kevin Kilbane is on it. There's some bad 80s fashion, isn't there? Bad 70s fashion, bad 60s fashion.
I mean, I've looked back in interviews, they're all cut now, and they're really interesting to watch, you know what I mean? Like, John Bishop tells a lovely story about his granny who had a bent arm, and the reason she has a bent arm was that she used to clean a house for these rich people,
right?
And she broke her arm. And so she was out for a week, but she was afraid she was going to lose her job.
Oh, so she
took it out of the cast
and worked with a broken arm.
And that's why she had a broken. And these things, that's why this show's so good.
Yeah,
because we find out things about all
you
guys.
You never see John Bishop like that elsewhere.
No,
yeah.
So they don't talk about their books or their gigs or anything. They just talk about themselves as kids. And
right, good. Stay with us. Jason Byrne is with us. Jason's Snaptastic show is starting in the new year on TV3. We talk more with Jason after this.
The Ray Darcy Show on Today FM.
So you don't know exactly what day or time, do you?
When? What?
What? The team Snaptastic,
Oh yeah, it'll be early January.
Yeah.
Anyway, so maybe the first week. It's going to be on Sundays.
Sundays.
And it's on for like an hour.
And what time of a Sunday?
Probably after. Well, definitely after nine.
Right. Okay.
But kids can watch it. But it's not. It's like kind of Graham Norton offensive.
Not parental guidance needed.
Yeah. It's PG. Yeah. Yeah. There's nothing serious going on.
So 9 o'clock probably sometime in January probably. I love it. Sunday definitely.
Yeah, but that's an Irish way of talking about. So you know, if we were an American, it'd be like, you know, that's 4th of January. Yeah. 8 o'clock we're going. Yeah, it'll be out in January. Yeah,
whenever.
What's the fuss? Just watch it.
You're all over the place then in January, aren't you?
Yeah, January, February, March. I do the Irish tours then. Yeah. And that's it. JasonBourne.ie, you'll see all the dates.
All the dates. Killarney, Cork, Turles, Galway, Sligo, Dunleary, Drogheda, Blanchardstown, Letterkenny, Limerick, Dublin, Navan, Armagh, Wexford, Ballymun, Kilkenny, Portlaoise, Tullamore, Cavan. Are you tired just listening to it?
Yeah. I'm on a British tour right now.
Right.
That's quite exhausting.
Yeah.
Because they're like, you know, 3-4
hour
drives.
It's a bigger country, yeah.
Yeah, it's too big. Motorways and horrible little shops.
So what, like, the whole day to do it, and then you just arrive and relax, watch a bit of daytime telly.
Where? No, it's
that's
not.
That's the way it is.
I don't mind. You see, I like being in Ireland because I can go home a lot after some gigs, unless I'm in Killarney or somewhere, or nice Cork or Donegal. I'll stay.
So you're going to hotels and living out of a suitcase and all that.
Yeah, it's horrible that. I don't like doing that. See, this is the thing. I'm a real homeboy. I like staying in my house. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm trying to convince Brenda that next year we do an Irish holiday. I love holidaying in Ireland.
Yeah.
I really do. Because, like, you know, I know what goes on. I know what to do. I know what to ask for. And, like, you know, you can go off, like, over to the rest of Ireland to a gorgeous hotel. And I don't care about the weather.
Yeah.
I don't need the hot weather.
Because it is odd, because we probably put ourselves in a lot of uncomfortable situations when we go on holidays. We're going away from everything we're comfortable with.
Well, I went to Sicily, right, and we asked for a family room, and we got there, this is no joke, and there was a double bed and two camp beds at the end of the bed. And this was a family room. And they went, but in Sicily, we always sleep with our families. I was going, oh my God. So it was like a nightmare that was. And then...
And I know, because you're on holidays, you expect the count to go up a bit.
Yeah, I know. Look, do you know what it was? I remember Chris Rock, you know Chris Rock, the comedian? Yeah. He was asked, you know, oh my God, you're in the Dorchester, that must be really cool. He went, nah, not really, it's not as nice as my house. Do you know what I mean? So you want to be going somewhere that's nicer than your gaff.
But you want to be able to do the things you can do at home.
Yeah,
like,
I know.
Like have sex with your wife.
Oh yeah, that's, yeah.
Is that red now?
Does that happen at home? No, but you see, this is, yeah, look, the thing is, in Ireland, it's just I don't know. Yeah. I just love gigging it. I love gigging it.
Jason, does he still have a thing about bomber jackets as he ripped the piss out of mine at a gig in Sligo about 5 years ago? Tom in Sligo.
My God.
We don't have time for it, unfortunately.
But I'm using bomber jackets now.
Oh, yeah.
If you go onto my Twitter feed, you'll see that I'm teaching people how to do that thing when they were kids, which is basically you zip up the coat around your waist and you bend over and you tuck, it's going to be in a Snaptastic show, right, and you tuck the empty sleeves into the pockets and you bend right over, grab your ankles and put the hood over your bum and you walk and you look like E.T. when you walk. I'm telling you, try get the same pictures into you here. That's right, you can do for tomorrow.
Just say it one more time then.
What?
Go on. How do you do it?
Oh yeah, you get the bomber jacket. It's got to be a kind of a puffer jacket with a hood, like a snorkel jacket.
Yeah.
You get the jacket, put it around your waist, do you know what I mean? And zip it up to your groin,
your
area,
navel, yeah,
and then you basically tuck in your empty sleeves into the pockets either side, so they're sticking out either side, and then you grab your ankles and you throw the hood up over your bum.
Oh, I see.
And if you imagine that now you look like, as you walk, you look like a little man. And if there's any young, like, teenagers at my show, I get them up and I show them what we used to do as kids. Because we used to walk down the hallway in school doing that, and we go, sir,
can I have your iPhone? Can I have my iPhone? I'm clamoring for an iPhone now. That's all we had to entertain ourselves when we were younger.
I know, it was brilliant.
Yeah,
God bless us all.
Jason on tour, on the telly, all over the place, and jasonbourne.ie. Thanks, Jason. Thanks very much,
guys.
To Will. Thanks very much to Siobhan and Niamh and Emer and Pam outside. And to you, of course, for listening. Dermot and Dave are on the way.
The Ray D'Arcy Show on Today FM.